I've worked at the Bureau for nearly 5 wonderful years, and for people that don't know about the Bureau, but I'm sure nearly everyone in Gloucester does, Bureau is a fantastic organisation. It's been there for 40 plus years, there for the people of Gloucester, providing like practical support. You know, it's almost become part of some people's families. You know, we've got volunteering opportunities, help for you, we can signpost you. And I'm working there has been a dream, really, and it's almost an extension of who I am as a person. I love Gloucester, you know, everything I do. With another hat on, I'm a local councillor, and I want to help people, and the Bureau has been fantastic vehicle for me to do that, and the team are brilliant. So it does, when I say all that, it does feel a bit strange to say where I'm leaving, but I think on balance that the time's right for me to seek some new challenges. So I'll be leaving to join a national team at the NHS England, hopefully doing some of the same things but just on a bigger scale.
You sound sad to leave.
Oh, I am. I've got so many fond memories there with clients, with volunteers, with staff that I've genuinely said, and this will be no disrespect to the people I work with in the future, but I think it'd be very difficult to find somewhere that has the same, you know, just lovely feeling. The culture at the Bureau, you know, how positive everyone is. Everyone, you know, just clicks together to work for the people in the town. It really is. I get emotional just thinking about it now, because it's been a big part of my life, the Bureau, and I've given a lot to it. But you know, I think it is right, and the amazing thing is the team now under the new leadership of Nat Rhodes, it's going to go from strength to strength.
I know it's a lovely place. I'm down there quite often doing various interviews and stuff, and everybody's so friendly, and it's obvious they make such a difference to local people.
Well, it doesn't feel like a job. It obviously is a job. There's things, lots to be done and lots to achieve. But, you know, that I think it's the dream that people work in a job where they don't feel like it's a job. Everyone that's there, you know, just gives so much, because it's where the vast majority of our staff live. It's where, you know, people that want to come and give their time freely to help other people in the community they live. It's just, everything about it is just, it's magical, really. And I just encourage anyone else that maybe doesn't know much about the Bureau, hasn't had, if you're interested in volunteering, if there's anything at all in Gloucester, it's basically a one-stop shop to go and just ask about things, because if the Bureau doesn't know or can't provide something directly, the team will find out for you. That's the sort of people we have there, and that's the sort of organisation that the Bureau is.
Now, what challenges are you looking forward to in your new job?
Well, there is all those things that just come with any new job, but it's obviously, I'm working for the NHS. I'm voluntary sector through and through, but in this role I'm going into, it's part of a national voluntary partnerships team. So it's basically the NHS working with voluntary sector at all different levels to get the best of volunteering to help the NHS. So it brings together quite, you know, things that I've already been working on. Partnership's been a big part of my role, working with other fantastic organisations across the High Peak, like High Peak CVS, New Mills Volunteer Centre, Connect Community Support, the councils. It's really an extension of that, but obviously new people, new way of working. It'll largely be a home-based role with some travel to Leeds. And obviously, an NHS, a big organisation, it has its own ways of doing things. So that's going to be probably something to. There'll be mini challenges to overcome in the first few months, I'd imagine, and then it'll be about the work. So, but the team deals with some really interesting national projects, such as the National Volunteer Responder app, the app that came into service during COVID. People might remember to support people to help volunteer. And support the NHS in various ways, whether that was prescription deliveries, or you know, bringing staff you know, during difficulties into the buildings, or befriending as came in COVID. So I think that's one of the projects the team works on, for instance.